The 2024 San Francisco 49ers schedule is officially official. And we about to react to it and give y'all some treats right here on the Wayne Breezy Show.
Whiskey on the rocks and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers.
Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers.
You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 4-9 preacher.
We so bright that we shine at.
What's going on, 49er faithful? Make some noise. What's good, everybody? It's your boy Wayne Breezy. No, this is not a daytime show. Actually, I might start doing the show at nighttime. Peachy, what's going on? It's good to see you. Good to have you here. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Schedule came out. Everything's looking nice.
What's looking so nice about this? What's looking nice? What's looking nice to you?
The bye week. Week 9. Why right is in the middle. Right, because it's right in the middle of the season. It's not too early. It's not too late in the season. Like, it's right dead set in the middle. It's in a great, great spot. And I want to give myself a pat on the back because earlier, way earlier, I put that out that I thought that might be week 9. And mm-hmm. I'd asked you what you thought. And if you thought that it might be week 9 as well.
Yeah, I was saying it was going to be week 5 mm-hmm. or week 9.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't comment. My phone was commented on something else. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to you, Peachy, getting that prediction right. You know what I'm saying?
But, it was the NFL is going to screw every single, like, team in some way or another. I do feel like the 49ers got screwed on the back half of their schedule, though, like, monstrously, because apparently rumor has it that the 49ers are not going to stay on that side of, you know what I'm saying, like, on the East Coast for these games or whatever, that they'll be going back and forth, that they're not going to. So we'll see what happens between Green Bay and Buffalo, because those are right there together, and trying to figure out what they're going to do, but all signs are pointing to them not doing it. So that's going to be some crazy traveling to go back and forth like that.
Yeah, man, the 49ers are the fifth
yes.
most traveling team mm-hmm. this year. Yep. If things probably stay the way that they are, like if they don't choose to stay on the East Coast or find at least a common ground for them to go.
Right.
But I can imagine like players want to get home for one, some time during that week.
Of
we'll
course.
Go through all the weeks and to get back on the road. But that's a lot of traveling because you're going from, mm-hmm. you know, when you go to Green Bay, then that's one time zone change from the West Coast. And then it's another time zone change when you come all the way out to the East Coast. But it is a primetime game and it's a night game. And we'll see. Like, we'll see what happens. Like, at the end of the day, look, the 49ers schedule is here. But before we get to the schedule, I do want to go over some stuff that's going on with the 49ers. Number one, make sure you guys like this joint. Don't forget to hit that like button. If you're new to the stream, please subscribe to the channel. We know a lot of people are probably live right now, but we appreciate everybody that's tuned in live right here on the Wayne Breezy channel. So make sure you subscribe. If you want to become a member of the Breezy Bunch crew and support the channel on a monthly thing, make sure you could do that too as well. No pressure for sure. But make sure you guys hit that like button as well right there, man. You could just type in that the Wayne Breezy. If you're already here, just make sure you hit that like button. Don't forget to listen to this on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify Podcasts. You can hear this stream right in your car. You don't have to watch it. If you want to sit there and listen to it, you can get it right there. Make sure you guys leave a 5-star rating and some type of feedback as well. You can follow and subscribe on X, formerly known as Twitter, at The Wayne Breezy, as well on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Facebook. You can follow at Wayne Breezy. Shout out to everybody out there on X. Got to 17K. The Wayne Breezy page is at 17K. on Instagram. The Wayne Breezy page is at 19K. Shout out to our little brother, E, who's been helping out with that and holding that down. We love you, Eric. Appreciate you, bro, and all the hard work that you do. And we're growing on Threads. We're growing on TikTok and Facebook. Believe it or not, over 5.1K. We're growing there as well. So keep that going. And if you want that exclusive content where I'm going to break players down individually, week by week, film work, extra type of videos, you got two tiers. You can join the Patreon, www.patreon.com/@TheWayneBreezy. Make sure you check that out, man. They got I got exclusive videos up there, and you don't want to miss out on the exclusive videos on the Patreon, all right? I did want to talk about some stuff that's going on with the Niners. They signed their sixth-round pick, Jarrett Kingston, excuse me. Who's Jarrett Allen? I feel like
Breezy
he's a football player, too.
His mind on basketball.
That's and he didn't play. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He didn't play, but you still have your mind on that.
It's all good. Jarrett Kingston to a 4-year deal. He got his rookie deal signed. Congratulations to Jarrett Kingston. Welcome to the Bay, bro. We love you, man. Do good work out there. But they had to make some other roster moves. They waived defensive lineman Ernest Brown IV. As well as offensive lineman Corey Luciano. And earlier this week, they signed defensive lineman Shaquel Brown and offensive lineman Chris Hubbard. All right, so they signed some players. They brought some players in here. Competition is going to be real. We got plenty of time to talk about the competition or whatnot. But Peachy, this is what most excites me. Shout out to our brother Steven. Don't bother me. Where you at, Playboy? Yes, your boy is still up. I am up. I just wanted to shout you out. He predicted 6 games. My bro Travis King predicted 6 primetime games. Yep. For those that predicted 6 primetime games, I salute you right here on the show. A bunch of hand claps, bunch of round of applauses, man. There he is. There he is. 6 primetime games, and we got him right here, PG. We got, 2 Monday nights, 2 Sunday nights, and 2 Thursday night games. Which of the 6 primetime games are you looking forward to the most? What's the one that you got highlighted, circled?
That's a good question. I would probably have to go with Buffalo.
The Buffalo Bills game. That's going to be a Monday night game, December 1st on ESPN. The cool thing about that is that, now listen, typically it's not super duper cold.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it won't be cold this year.
Right.
Yeah. And the Niners got to travel to the East Coast. That's going to be crucial. That's going to be an entertaining game. What do you like about that game the most, though? What are you looking to see in that game? We'll do a prediction toward the end of the show, but what do you look to see in that game?
The main thing I just want to see is, I want to see the 49ers beat them. Because the last time we played Buffalo, it didn't go so well. And it's what really, Josh Allen and the way that he was in that game is kind of what, turned Kyle's mind to getting a certain type of quarterback. Because he was that literally really started that right there, is when he realized that we needed something different than what we had going on. Because they were just on a different level. Are they going to be the same? No. Buffalo is definitely not going to be the same. I really, I have this as a W. I think that 49ers, no matter what is going on up there, how cold it is, the elements, whatever, I still have the 49ers beating them. Buffalo is definitely a different team compared to how they have been in the past. So they're definitely going to have some growing pains. They got a lot of new people. They lost a ton of people. And so they're definitely going to go through a period of kind of like a retooling. Not say rebuilding, but like a retooling. So
Interesting. You know who they didn't lose?
Who?
They didn't lose Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
We're not beating Josh Allen.
You're right. So Teradome had brought up a good point. Jarrett Allen plays for the Commanders.
Yeah, I remember Jarrett Allen, football player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's who I was thinking of, but
right.
I just had the wrong Jarrett. I remember him.
I was just messing you on that.
Didn't he play for a team before the Commanders, like the Vikings or something?
Yeah, I can't think of who. I think so.
The Vikings.
I think he was in
Minnesota. That's the Jared Allen I know.
Yeah. So I want to shout out, I want to take a minute and shout out our West Coast people, because I've had people that have told me that they like when we do the shows like this because they can be settled, they can be home, they can be out of traffic, and they can just relax and watch the show.
Yeah, well, I like it if I could do the show like this too.
Right,
unfortunately,
me too.
I can't stay up that late. Like like the way my body is set up, you know what I'm saying? I will try, you know.
I will try
to put the Wayne Breezy show a little bit later.
Have all been thanking us in the chat, like for doing that for them, because they just like it better. But you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll try. We'll see what happens. Ain't gonna promise anybody nothing, but we'll see.
You.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, you put out some really good points about that Buffalo game. The Buffalo Bills will have a different team. The only thing is, here's the thing, right? Will they have found their identity by that time? So earlier in the season,
that's true.
I think the Niners,
later in the season,
you get what I'm saying? I think the Niners, if they had to go there earlier in the season, I think they do their due diligence and bust their ass. And that's not saying that the Niners are bad or whatever. Nah, but I'm just curious to see what what that Buffalo's new identity is going to be. Mm-hmm. And it's still going to be based around Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. I think we're still sleeping on James Cook. I think they added another running back, and they got the dog, I think, of the draft. I don't know how Keon Coleman is going to translate into the NFL, but listen, I like him. I like the damn kid.
Yeah.
So the Niners, and the fact that we got to travel to the East Coast after already playing on the road in Green Bay, another cold game possibly. That's on Ricky's birthday too. That's on Ricky's birthday, November 24th.
That's
good,
right.
Gosh.
Yep.
So I have we'll go through the schedule, but that Green Bay game is going to be tough too. That's not going to be a cakewalk.
Oh no.
And some of us out here have been to Green Bay. I don't even know what it's like to be in Green Bay. So I don't know what it's like, but that game is going to be cool, but that's not a primetime game. My primetime game, honestly, there's so many. I'm going to go with the week one game.
The Jets.
I'm going to go with the week one game. Both Monday night games. Matter of fact, the San Francisco 49ers were 0-2 on Monday Night Football last year.
That's right.
They lost to the Ravens and the Vikings. The San Francisco 49ers this year going to go 1-1 on Monday Night Football. In my opinion, PG might have us 2-0. But the Jets are coming into town. I might be the only one excited to see Aaron Rodgers play football. I grew up watching Aaron Rodgers come into this league, be dominant, stay top of the league for many years, and still has the potential to be an elite type of quarterback. When you look at the Jets, they've had several years to kind of build that defense the way that Robert Saleh wants it. And then they got a great defensive line. They got great linebackers. They got a great secondary. They are just great on defense. And then the offense, they got a better offensive line than the 49ers. I don't think their running backs are better. They got some dogs at the wide receiver position. So the question is, and then they got Aaron Rodgers to activate all of that, opposed to Zach Wilson. If it was Zach Wilson, this would be super easy, breezy, piece of cake. This is not Zach Wilson. He's gone. He's on a different team. This is Aaron Rodgers. The question is, will he be healthy? Will he be 100%? Will he be back? And I think there's going to be fireworks in week one in Santa Clara, and I can't wait to see that game. I got the 49ers winning that game, but it's going to be a great game. So that's going to be the game I got highlighted. Week one, start off week one, 1-0. That's how I'm looking at it, man. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it was interesting because when I was looking through the schedule and I was looking at these games, and I'm like, I felt like that we were dealt a blessing. I feel like that it's a blessing for the 49ers to get Detroit so late in the season.
So I'm curious to know your thought on that blessing, because none of us picked that game. That's a Sunday night game, right? No, that's a Monday night game.
That's a Monday night game.
Okay, so the Sunday night game is
Buffalo.
So,
Buffalo's Sunday night, and then there's another.
So I still have us going 1-1 though, because
right.
I have us. Okay.
Right. I feel like having Detroit week 17. By that time, you know, everything, you know, knock on wood, that everything goes right for both teams. You know, it's not going to be a game that really matters. That it'll be like the.
Have you lost your damn mind?
Detroit could have like the North sewed up by then.
This ain't about having the North sewed up. This is about having the number one seed in the NFC. If both of us are winning and we got the West sewed up and we got the same record, this is a game we gotta fucking play. Like, you gotta literally show up and beat this team. This game makes me nervous for the simple fact that if we are both dominant and we both have the same record in week 17 and the winner of this game will sew up the NFC, oh, shoot. The NFL is grimy for this shit. I think this is dead wrong, in my opinion. Why did they make this game so late in the season? And I think they did it just so that I could overreact.
I think that so they could get that breezy.
But think about what I'm saying. You just said that you think that the team should have it. That's bullshit. Because what if we're both winning? And what if this game, even though we got another game after this against an NFC team, what if this is the game that determines who finishes in first place? Ain't no get down and lay down. We got to come out
right,
here.
Manly, he did. He went from 0 to 100.
Because she said that the game may be. So now, if the Lions aren't good, then yes, it won't matter. But I don't have the Lions not being good. I have the Lions probably going back to the NFC Championship against the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I see.
Guys, it's fine. I just decided to take another side of it. That's all. It's not like I completely agree with
you. Don't worry about the chat. Just talk your talk.
I just decided to look at it from another way. Because I was literally just telling somebody just a little while ago that really Detroit week 17, you gotta be serious or whatever. So I just decided to just flip the script and just take it a different idea.
All I'm saying is, and I listen, whatever. All I know is I'm not looking forward to this game, because this is the game where your nuts are going to be in your stomach. You're going to be tense. You're going to have extra drinks. You're going to overeat. Some people don't eat. Right? This is the game where it's going to come down to that. And I don't fear the Lions. It's not like I'm saying I fear the Lions. I'm just simply saying that this is a game where it's going to come. It might determine who finishes with the first seed. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Manly, chill.
It's too late for me not to say things to upset Brady.
All right, Ben has a good question. No, you didn't upset me. I just thought about it like for a simple. When you said what you said, that's what I want to happen. Then I realized that ain't what's going to happen, because the Lions are going to be good. They're built to be good.
Yeah, definitely.
They were good last year. And that's like saying.
They better be good. I mean.
Well, that's like saying. That's like people saying we better be good, right?
No. What I'm going to say is in the organization they were talking about, the organization has paid over $445 million during the offseason to their players.
I mean,
they have to, the
Lions literally have 30 first round picks on their team,
right? Exactly.
Like, over all the years that they sucked, they literally have 30 first round picks. Tanya says it sounds like I don't fear, first of all, Tanya, I don't fear anybody, but there's going to be times where the Niners just might not show up. This could be one of those games where it works in the Lions' favor the way it worked in the 49ers' favor last year. Like, I thought Brock Purdy showed up. Brock Purdy won that game. He put the team on his back. Mm-hmm. If the 49ers show up, I don't think any team could beat the 49ers. I'm just going to keep. If the 49ers show up with the mentality that they should have, not one team in the NFL could beat the 49ers. Yeah. But that's not how it always works. This is week 17. We don't know who's going to be healthy. We don't know who's going to be this. It's a bunch of unknowns. But just right now, yeah, I think the Niners are the favorites, right? They're at home. They should be the favorites. I think
Vegas has us as the favorites winning the Super Bowl like they did last year.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, yeah, I don't fear them. I'm just saying that this could be one of those games. Golf just got paid. Golf might. I don't know. At the end of the day, I think the NFL putting the Niners-Lions week 17 is for money purposes. Like, ratings.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. So somebody had a comment. I can't find the darn comment because it won't let me scroll up. But let's see if I can find it on here and I'll just read it. Let me see. Oh, I went the wrong way. There it is. Okay. So my son K-Mac had a comment. Miami before the Lions is also important because Miami might also be fighting for that first seed in the AFC.
Yeah, but the Miami game don't mean shit to us. So I wouldn't be surprised if we lose that game. It doesn't affect us in the NFC. Does that make sense, K-Mac? Like, it doesn't affect the 49ers NFC dominance. If the 49ers are dominant in the NFC, they'll lose every game to the AFC. They don't care about the AFC games. They need to go out there and win them. But
apparently.
But listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't affect them. We got our ass busted by Baltimore, and it did nothing other than having the best record in the NFL. As long as we stayed dominant in the NFC, we were good. So our thing is to win the NFC, be dominant in the NFC, and then win the other games as well. So I don't see how the Miami game, I don't think, affects us. Unless we got dead even as records, and then it comes down to who has the overall best record in the NFL. And the Niners need to nip that in the bud early. They just need to beat everybody.
You can have ties. I mean, you know for a fact because you have had to decipher ties before.
Yeah, but the AFC games won't be a tiebreaker game. It's an AFC game. The NFC games would be the tiebreaker game. Like, if you finish with the best record in the NFL, that's one thing. But an AFC game isn't going to say, hey, yeah, you win the NFC. Like, them games don't – the Niners just need to take care of the NFC. That's what they need to do. And I'm hoping, like, when it comes down to that Week 17 game, it ain't for the – I'm hoping what you said happens. The Niners already has it pretty much sewed up that the Lions got to come out and play just to get second place or third place. Because I think the Rams are going to be dominant. Like, listen, the NFC going to be tough. I think this is the year of the NFC. Wasn't last year the year of the AFC? I think this is the year of the NFC team.
Yeah, the year of the AFC, definitely. Which is my point where, you know, we'll talk about that some other time. But the Steve Young, like what he was talking about and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That talk, was one oh, let me, of...
Well,
yeah.
Let me go ahead. Type that up. Go ahead. You finish talking with what you said. We'll talk about Steve Young's comment.
Okay. So Steve Young made a comment concerning the Super Bowl and how the 49ers, like, that was their Super Bowl to win. Like, everyone knows that. Regardless of how you feel about what happened in the Super Bowl, that was ours for the taking. Like, we were supposed to win that. And his reasoning behind it was exactly what I've been spouting, and there's some other people that have been spouting that too, that you're like, we literally, like, the Chiefs last year, that's the weakest that team is going to be for a while. And the AFC was the powerhouse last year, and the NFC was way down. It was way down. And so the fact that you know, we didn't get it done. And Steve Young's telling me, you know, how from what he's looking at, you know, because he's looking at everything. He's looking at everybody's offseason. He's looking at everybody's draft. He's looking at all these things. And it's like the NFC is going to be the powerhouse this year. There's a lot of players from the AFC that are in the NFC now. And it's going to be different this year. And he knows that. And it's going to be a tougher road for the 49ers. As of last year, you know, that was our Super Bowl to have. Like, it should have just been ours. And it wasn't. And Steve Young was basically, you know, just reiterating, you know, how important it was, like, such a loss for us not to do that. Because you just never know what's going to happen. People are like, oh, you know, well, we're just going to go back to the Super Bowl again and that's it. And it doesn't quite work that way.
It worked that way for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It is not an automatic for this 49er team.
I'm just saying, it's all about mindset. So, like, I not that I disagree
you
with
have Steve, health.
Not that I disagree with Steve Young's comment, but it's more like the mindset is, this is what we are going to do every single year. And then whatever adversity you face, you know, you got to figure out how to overcome it. So, I mean, yeah, he's right. But at the end of the day, I mean, there's nothing you could do about it, right? So at the end of the day, you're going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, last year was the year we should have did it. Well, fuck last year. It's over with. We lost. Move on. Let's write another story. And that's the mindset that the 49ers got to go into this year. So, yeah, last year. And you know what I hate? I hate the easy routes out. I hate when teams are weak. I hate when teams are missing players. I hate all of that because then there's always that excuse. Oh, the NFC wasn't dominant and the AFC was weak. That ain't the only reason why I want us to win. I want to win when people are at their best. That's just me. That's the competitiveness in me. And, you know, when I look at the 49ers, yeah, they should have got the job done. They play with their food too much. And that's my issue with the Niners. I don't care who they had to play. You got to play who's ever on the schedule, right? And you need to go out there and not play with that. If you're a dominant team, be dominant. Don't make mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Don't mess up. Capitalize off of mistakes. The same shit. Every key to victory I write and record every single week. It's literally hard to do it every week. It almost gets boring because I know I got to figure out how to say the same shit 17 weeks differently. It's hard. It's tough. The Niners go out and they make those mental mistakes. If we look at the Super Bowl, the Chiefs team wasn't weak. They were weaker than what we've seen because they don't have a Tyreek Hill. They just found a different way to win. So they adjusted, and we didn't. And you could say we beat ourselves. So at the end of the day, the Niners got to stop dealing with too many self-inflicted wounds and just focus on getting the goddamn job done. Like, to keep the eyes on the prize. We talked about standing on business, doing this, doing that. And they get to the Super Bowl, and cats can't get open. Cats can't catch the ball. Cats don't run the ball. Coaches choke. Like, there were so many different situations. Like, the Chiefs literally tried to hand the Niners the win, and we messed it up. We botched it. So, yes, Steve Young is right. But at the end of the day, Steve, that's over with, man. Look, I ain't you can go back and look at it from a film perspective and see what not to do again. But they need to focus on doing it again, like getting back to that point. And to your point, you're right. Factor in health. Factor in this. I thought last year was the healthiest we've ever been, but it still wasn't even enough to beat the Chiefs, who you just said weren't the best team. So what does that make us? Not good?
That's true.
I'm asking. We having a conversation. I'm literally just asking. Like we can't always, like, we had the most dominant team in the NFL until toward the end of the season. How many question marks, Peachy, did you start coming up with? Like, oh my gosh, we don't look right. Our defense looks different, dog. This is not right. We can't stop the run. We can't tackle. We still have missed tackle. We were like, what the hell? Like, how are we going to beat any team if we can't figure out how to stop beating ourselves? And I think that's got to be what the Niners need to figure out. They got to stop creating all these self-inflicted wounds. And I'm not trying to take away anything from the other teams, but they got to stop doing the stuff that they do to themselves, Steve Young. And you watched it. It's not like they went out there and played poorly in the Super Bowl. It's not like they didn't go out there and try to win the Super Bowl. They made mistakes. Missed field goal, muff punt, fumble from the best running back in the world, Craig. Let's just have this conversation. Like, these are the things that happen. And regardless of what the Chiefs did with it, we still gave them opportunities. 10 points wasn't enough, Peachy. It wasn't enough in the first Super Bowl, and it wasn't enough in this Super Bowl. And we lost both of them joints. Because we took our foot off the gas. That's all I'm saying. We got to be better at closing out. We need a closer. No, this ain't basketball. We need a closer. We need closing out. I don't know what that is. How are we going to get it? But I'm hoping that is the different identity and mentality of the San Francisco 49ers. Because you brought the majority of them back. You got some new faces in there. And now you be looking at the schedule. And we're just like, yo, we got to get the job done. And that's why I said, Tanya, ain't no fear. But week 17, is the end of the season. Our players run out of gas at the end of the season. Every year. Will that change this year? That's what we got to figure out. Will that change? That's what we got to figure out, PG, in my opinion. So Steve Young didn't say anything wrong, in my opinion. I agree with you, Peach. But what's that saying? Turn a new leaf, whatever. Can't. Oh, what's the saying that Fair says? If ifs was fifths, we'd all be drunk or something like that. Like, it's over. Like, it's done. But I'm excited because we got 17 games. We just talked about our favorite primetime game. I went with the Jets. Peachy, who'd you go with? The Buffalo Bills. We both went AFC East. High five. AFC East. Peachy, what do you think our record against the AFC East will be this year? Jets, Bills, Patriots, Dolphins.
At 3-1.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I want us to go 4-0, but I think 3-1 is it. A lot of people agree with that. 3-1. Do you not see Miami being some type of a struggle late in the season, like your son said? Like, do you feel like Miami will have more gas? I think the issue with me with the Niners is late in the season, they typically run out of gas.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
So I'm curious to know what you think. Like, do you just from our previous teams, do you think we get better at that? A lot of people saying 2-2. Wow. Wow. Oscar says Miami's a weak squad. I don't know. We going to beat Tua. I'm with you on that. All right, let's get to the schedule, and let's get to take these games that we got, dog. I'm so excited. PG, I've never been more excited. All right, let's start with the preseason. You ready? We got at the Titans. Who you got us? You got, let's start with the preseason. Like, what you got? We beating the Titans on the road.
Yep, and I'll actually be at that game, so. Yep.
Hey, PG's going to that game.
It's in Nashville. That's right down the street.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Peachy's going to that game. So I got us beating the Titans too. Then we come home. We do our joint practices with mm-hmm. the Saints. Yep. Peachy, let me do better with this. Joint practices with the Saints. Do you have us beating the Saints preseason? That should be the full dress game, I believe.
Yeah.
Like all the players dress in that game.
If the starters play in that game, then we'll beat the Saints.
That's going to be a fun game. I have us beating the Saints, too. And then we go back on the road and play the Raiders in Vegas for our final preseason game. Peachy, who you got in that one?
The Raiders may take this one because in that third game, you know, the 49ers aren't going to care about this at all. They're just going to be looking and observing their depth so they can look at, you know, like the young guys and their depth pieces and kind of see to kind of mold, you know, to get their roster going and to decide what they need. So, yeah, definitely going to.
This is the game that will make the 53. Like, this is where we find out the 53-man roster, because after this day, after this game, it's a sad day for some of the players in the NFL, right? And so that's going to be a tough game. All right, so we both got us going 2-1 in the preseason, and let's get to let's do the month of September. All right, Jets, Vikings, Rams, Patriots. Do we beat the Jets?
Yes.
All right, I got us beating the Jets, all right? Did we beat the Vikings on the road at home? I mean, on the road in Minnesota? go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I have us beating the Vikings.
Why the hesitation, though?
Well, because I just know the 49ers is just they're going to screw up somewhere, but not that early in the season. They won't do it that early in the season. So, no.
Man, you talk about me being fair. I don't see Tanya talking about you being scared.
Beating Minnesota.
Well, I tell you what. if the 49ers lose to the Vikings, they need to do a serious mirror check. Because let me tell you, that's Sam Darnold's team. And mm-hmm. as much as I love J.J. McCarthy, he about to get rocked if he even plays in this game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting full throttle Sam Darnold. And I'm expecting the Niners to, if they lose to Sam Darnold, the team needs to chiggity check themselves. Yeah. Seriously. Okay. I don't care if we ain't won near since 1992. None of that shit matters to me. Kirk Cousins isn't there.
Which is crazy.
I don't remember who the quarterback was in 1992. I don't know who the quarterback was then, but he ain't there no more either. It is Sam Darnold. I just want to remind everybody that it's Sam Darnold. I don't care. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's Sam Darnold. I swear to goodness, Kyle, you lose this game if you want to, okay? I'm just saying, Kyle, you lose this game if you want to. Mm-hmm. See what happens. I'm going to bring the Hawks out. All right, then we are on the road to L.A., a.k.a. Levi South, a.k.a. Levi South, to take on the Rams. Regular start time, 1:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peachy, do you have a win there?
Yeah, it's a win.
All right, so Peachy has us 3-0, and we got one more game in the month of September, Peachy. We have the New England Patriots, Peachy. Do you have us a win there? All right.
Yes.
So Peachy and I have the 49ers for the month of September. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Going 4-0. Let me know in the chat if you guys got the 49ers going 4-0 for the month of September. Let me know in the chat. Peachy, let me know if you see stuff. I'm typing stuff up as we speak. And then we're going to get to the month of October. Oh, my God, PJ, I didn't even check to see if we played on Halloween this year, around Halloween time. All right, here we go. I'll find out now. I'm looking at it right now. All right, we're going to kick this off. Let's see what they got. Let's see, 4-0. We got some 4-0s. We got 4-0s. We got 4-0s. We got 4-0s. Kendrick says, everybody besides Darnold is dangerous on that outfit. You know what I'm nervous about, though? Nephew, you know what I'm nervous about? Sam Darnold dropping back. The 49ers pass rush just can't get there in time, and he's getting the ball down the field to Jay Jettis or Jordan Addison. Mm-hmm. You just made me nervous by saying that. Damn you. Go watch something else, man. Shoot.
Yeah, and he had a comment. Let me see what this comment is. It was going back to, he was answering your question. He said, I'm just emphasizing the difficulty of the last 8 games of the Niners schedule. You guys have more than half of those games where your opponents are also going to be fighting for the playoff lives.
It's definitely going to be difficult toward the end.
It's a gauntlet.
But like I said, but nephew, the Niners need to take care of the NFC. Does that make sense? So if the Niners are taking care of the NFC, y'all lucky y'all don't see us. If the Niners are taking care of the NFC, that game won't even matter.
We already went there.
Yeah. You just got to take care of the NFC. But you are 100% correct. Damn, it got real toward the second half. After the bye, it heats up. We go to Tampa. And you know what, though, Peachy? We play very well in Florida. We play well in Florida.
We do.
I will say that. All right, we're in the month of October, Peachy. Mm-hmm. All right, and so first up, we are on the road. Oh, no, we're at home against the Arizona Cardinals.
I had that as our first loss.
Hey, so now, hold up.
What the hell is that shit?
That's our first loss right
so,
there.
So how is this the first loss for Pete? Make sure you write your – I'm not writing your damn losses down. You write your losses down. Why is this a loss? And don't you better not say who I think you're going to say. But why is this a loss?
I'm
Say it. Sega.
Because I know how the 49ers are, and they get into this comfortability thing, and it just, you know, with them just having this cushion game with New England, we know New England ain't going to be about bleep this year at all. And, you know, then you just roll into this Cardinals game. And I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I just really, you just never know. Now, we know even last year, the Cardinals, despite everything they went through, they were still competitive now. They weren't, you know, so now that they have their quarterback back, they added the one of the best wide receivers soon to come in the National Football League in Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's the only reason why you're giving us a loss. So don't.
No, it's not.
Yes, if Marvin Harrison Jr. wasn't on the Cardinals, you would still say we would lose this game?
Then I still would have this as a loss because I know how comfortable that the Niners can get. I'm telling you,
I don't even know what that means. How comfortable they can get?
I mean, I hope that I'm wrong, but that was right now. Okay. First of all, guys, this is an early season prediction. We always do another one before the season starts.
Nah, this is it. We're not doing another one now.
Oh, is it? So we're not?
No.
Okay, well, then I have the Niners winning this one.
Oh, now she's going to change it up because...
If I have to do this, then fine. Okay, I have the 49ers going 5-0 to start the season like we did, last year?
When did we take the dip last year? I forget.
The next one at Seattle, I have us losing that one.
Ooh. On Thursday Night Football.
So let me be real and stop messing around. The 49ers are going to beat the Cardinals, but we're going to lose at Seattle. I'm telling you. Like, it's going to happen.
That shit ain't happening either. The last time the Niners lost in Seattle was I don't know when. It's Geno's. Let me remind you. First of all, it's a new coach. That's number one. Number two is Geno Smith. Number three, they got weapons, but the Niners play well. Like, D'Amador Lenore can lock down any one of those dudes. Anyone. The key to their offense unlocking is them being able to run the ball with Kenneth Edwards. I can't even remember his damn name. Kenneth Walker, the fourth, mm-hmm. and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Like, that, those would be their two, you know, whatever. I don't know who their tight end is anymore. Like, what's his name from... whatever. All I'm saying is I just don't see them losing. But hey, I respect you got us taking the L there. I'm not trying to woo you. I got us winning in Seattle on Thursday Night Football.
The Niners have us going 6-0 to start out the season. You have us going 6-0.
6-0, baby. Okay. 6-0, baby. Right. PG got us going 5-1. Peachy got us going five. Why I gotta be undefeated if we go 6? Why y'all so negative toward me? I got us going 6-0, and that's we're not undefeated. We just 6-0. We 6-0 until we lose.
This right here.
Niners will have eyes on KC, and they will overlook the sea chickens. That's bullshit. The Niners can have their eyes. So if they do that, then they're gonna lose two in a row. Now what? So the Niners shouldn't be overlooking anybody because their mantra from last year was one game at a time, and that's what they were doing. There's no overlooking anything. The Niners need to make sure that they go out there and handle their business. Remember, win the division, secure a playoff spot, right? And so, like, that's what the Niners, I feel like that's their mantra, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong. And these are your predictions. I could be wrong. We'll get to some of these comments in a second. But, yeah, Michael Wallace says, first, lose Vikings. Unfortunately, Darnold will know some of the Niners' strategies. This is a take. I do believe road games early favor home teams. Bears beat the 49ers week 1 2 years ago. Okay, so Mike, you're right. Let's add some context to that. The Bears won because the Niners were in a monsoon. And if I'm not mistaken, Talanoa Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw blew like a coverage to Dante fucking Pettis, who was just wide open. Like, that's why they won. It was a mistake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Niners made a mistake. The Bears got the dub at home. But last year, the Niners went to Pittsburgh and handled their business. So it's kind of like give and take. I just don't think Sam Darnold is enough to beat the 49ers. Now, do they have weapons? Yes. Now, how he going to get the ball to those weapons? So that's what we're going to have to find out. And they got a tight end. TJ Hockenson's still there. They got weapons. Listen, don't get it twisted. The Vikings got weapons. It's just, I just don't think Sam Darnold is going to be able to activate all those weapons.
Great comment, though, Michael. Thank
great
you.
Comment. Great comment. Great comment. So you could be right. I could be wrong. This ain't a right or wrong situation. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you gave me context, and I'm going to give you some context, too. That monsoon changed the game. And also remember, in that game, regardless of how bad the 49ers looked, if Elijah Mitchell doesn't get injured, we were about to beat the shit out of them. We were running the ball, and he got hit in the kneecap. I think he had, 50 yards in the first quarter or something like that. And then he got hit in the kneecap, and then, boom, it was done. We couldn't run the ball anymore. It was all on Trey Lance. So,
we shouldn't have that problem with Mitchell anymore because they'd probably be traded. That's just another story.
Okay, why do people think Mitchell going to get traded? That's interesting. All right. Ooh, man, I like shows where I could be spicy and fight back, clap back. I love those type of shows. I hate the shows where I got to just sit there and just not say anything. But, hey, it is what it is. All right, so Peachy has us losing to Seattle. Okay, week 7, we got the Chiefs.
I have it as a loss.
All right,
we'll
so Peachy got a loss, too. So back-to-back losses.
I got 5-2 going on to that point.
Back-to-back losses up for PG week 6, week 7. I have us losing to the Chiefs as well. But they got another home game right before their bye week. Now, I believe the Chiefs, when we play the Chiefs, I think when we play Seattle, they're coming off their bye week. I think when we play the Chiefs, they're coming off their bye week. And I think when we play the Cowboys, they're coming off their bye week. Right? They're coming off their bye weeks. Does that change anything of your score of your record predictions, the fact that they're coming off their bye weeks?
Yeah, actually it might.
Cuz now you got me thinking about that Seattle game. Now that I remember, I think they're coming off their bye week from week 5 into week 6, and it's a home game. But I just don't see. I feel like we own them, buy or not. I feel like we own Seattle. So that's why I have us winning.
So they don't have Pete Carroll anymore. That's one thing. The second thing is, we don't know what kind of philosophies that Mike McDonald is bringing to this team. We know how he is about defense, but that's how Pete Carroll was too. He was also about the defense and whatever. I forgot who the OC is. I don't know why I can't remember who it is, but I know that Mike McDonald brought some former Ravens there, and he went around to whatever, just so he could have a couple that could kind of help him, to teach the way that he wants to do things or whatever. I know that they said that he's going to have a lot of input on the defensive side of the ball.
Michael McDonald's really Peachy's from the Ravens.
Yeah, that's the defensive coordinator from Baltimore.
Interesting.
So, and he brought some former Ravens with him when he came over there and, signed some of them and everything like that.
So you feel like he has the blueprint to beat the 49ers?
Yeah.
Even though...
Now, he's not going to have all the players to do it.
There you go.
I get what you're saying with the
execution. There's no. Let me just remind everybody, there's no Kyle Hamilton playing for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no Kyle Hamilton, okay? That's number one. And number two, regardless of what that Baltimore defense did to the 49ers in that game, their offense still had to find ways to win the game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they blew the 49ers out. I know it ended up looking weird at the end, but we gave them the ball 85 times. We gave them mad opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
So what I was trying to say is they also don't have a Lamar Jackson.
Right. Yeah, that's
But
true.
They got weapons. Don't get it twisted. They got weapons.
But
you're
now
100%.
It is a new head coach. It's a correct. New OC. It's a whole new thing in Seattle. So this could literally be one of those years where, I feel with Buffalo, as far that Seattle could
a retooling
could
type
be
of thing.
Retooling.
Got
and
you.
It may not even be like that. We might just win this game because maybe they're just not ready to, it's just not, maybe his philosophy is going to take you know, it takes time because you got to get, you know, players that you want for whatever. So, I mean, it's a strong possibility that we could win that game. I do 100% believe that we're going to lose to the Chiefs. I don't know why. That's awful, but I do.
All right, Cowboys, win or lose?
We're going to beat Dallas.
They're coming off their bye week. We beat Dallas?
It's a win.
Mm-hmm. Got you. I got a dub there. Week 9. We are on vacation week 9. Hallelujah. Yes. All right. Week 10. We just got off the airplane. We head down to Tampa, Florida. All right. Tampa Bay. We take on the Tampa Bay Bucks. No, week 10. What do you have us doing against the Tampa Bay Bucks? That's an early game. That's an East Coast game. Mm-hmm. The Niners are playing at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know your thoughts on that one.
It's a win.
You got us beating the Bucks.
We're going to beat Tampa.
No Baker Mayfield here. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I think Mike, just figure out how to control Mike Evans. We should be good. I got us winning. Just a quick recap. For October, I have 3 wins and 1 loss. You have 2 wins and 2 losses for October. Mm-hmm. All right. For November, you got a win. We got to play the Seahawks at home on November 17th.
That'd be a win.
But you said it so easily, like compared to the last time. I'm curious to know.
At home. It'll be a win at home. I think that by this time, that the 49ers are going to be rolling and there's going to be like challenging games that some people are probably going to think we're going to lose. I think that we're going to win. So I think that we're going to have a structure like the way that we, you know, the team is going to go. I think that we're going to be in the flow by now and, you know, we're going to win.
Okay. I got us sweeping the Seahawks. So there's no doubt in my mind. I'm not
awesome.
Worried about them.
I hope you're right.
So week 12, this is where we got to head out to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we play the Packers on November 24th. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to know, do you have that as a win?
No. This is another loss that I have.
Okay. Peachy got it as an L.
And the Packers.
Do explain.
Green Bay's... I think that Green Bay has improved. Even from when we played them last year in the playoffs, they were still trying to feel themselves and trying to do whatever. And like, we almost lost that game. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a struggle to even get through that one. And Green Bay is definitely better than they even were last year. They have a better players. Their running game is going to be really good. And they got all these different things. And Jordan Love has another year in the system. And I think that he's really good. So I have this as a loss.
Okay. A shout out to everybody that agrees with PG on the loss. I have this as a win.
Good.
I have this as an easy as fuck win, too, on top of that. Because Josh Jacobs is fucking trash. Let me just tell you that. And their best thing, your best weapon is gone. Like, that was stupid. You re-sign Aaron Jones, but instead of re-signing Aaron Jones, you let him go, and you brought in Josh Jacobs, who can't find the football field. So, like, at the end of the day, like, and I know he trashed because he's been on my fantasy football team for the past 3 years, and he's been garbage. Well, 2 years. So, at the end of the trash, sheesh. I love that. So, at the end of the day, I you know, they have to be able to run the ball well in order for Jordan Love to activate. And I just don't feel like I'm going to get that from Josh Jacobs. If Aaron Jones was here, that combination with him and Dylan, their other running back, AJ Dillon, the big guy, whatever his name is, that's scary. Josh Jacobs, he might not even be able to find a way to stay healthy. We talk about Elijah Mitchell. Y'all trash Elijah Mitchell. And Josh Jacobs is more injured than Elijah Mitchell. He might be better, but he's never on the football field. So.
But Josh Jacobs is not a 49er.
It doesn't, my point is, but you're picking this team to beat the 49ers. It's not about him being healthy. This is not about Elijah Mitchell being healthy. My point is, if Mitchell isn't on the football field, it's a problem. I don't think Josh Jacobs can stay on the football field either. That's my point. And if they can't run the ball, I don't think they'll be able to throw the ball. I think they're like the Niners. Run, throw, play action pass. I just don't think they get activated, but... Again, I could digress because Josh Jacobs can have a breakout season, and the next thing you know, I'll be mad because I didn't draft him in fantasy football. So that's the thing. But listen, for those that picked the L here, you're not wrong. I just feel like this is not going to be a game that's going to be even close.
Okay. So right now, you just have one loss, right?
Let me just double check. I got us losing to the Chiefs. Yep.
Okay.
Now we're into December, and this is when it hits the fan. You ready?
Okie
dokie. Okie dokie. This is when it hits the fan. All right, here we go. Buffalo Bills at the Buffalo Bills. December 1st, Sunday Night Football.
I don't know. There's always one that I have to think about. But you know what? That still sticks me with what my record was. I think we're gonna beat Buffalo. I have that as a win.
I want us to beat them. I hope you're right. Please be right. I hate Buffalo. Please, please be right. I was losing this game. And you already explained earlier, too. Yeah. That was the dope-ass explanation. You said that they're a new team. They're probably going to be searching for their identity. They lost Stephon Diggs, but they did draft Keon Coleman. They did sign some other guys. So the question is, we don't really know what Buffalo team we're going to get. So your explanation was pretty spot on for that. Me, man, it's just Josh Allen, man. He don't care who his wide receivers are. This dude just goes out there and finds a way to take it upon himself. And like your son said earlier in the show, this is getting down to the nitty-gritty of the season, and they might be trying to win by any means necessary as well. I think it's going to be a close game, though. So, like, I feel like even the games that we lose, they're going to be close games. I have us losing this game, but I like that you have it as a win. Stand on that. So I have two L's so far. See? There we go. People thought I had us going undefeated because I only had one loss. See? Yeah, that's what y'all get for not watching the Bleacher Report show earlier. That's what y'all get. All right, week 14, we are back at home. Back-to-back games at home against the Bears and back-to-back and the Rams. Bears and the Rams. All right, December football is a little different. Bears at home. What you got?
It's a win. It doesn't matter what time of the year this game is played. 49ers are going to beat the Bears.
Why you got this as a win?
Because I just feel that the 49ers are going to beat the Bears.
I mean, I got a win too. I'm going off of the GP, the simple fact that I just don't think Caleb Williams is going to be good. Now,
right.
He has a plethora of weapons, though,
exactly.
Which concern me. And
okay,
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, mm-hmm. Roma Dunze, that's a trio.
But what is it that we always say, though? Because their O-line is still weak, which was the problem that they had when Fields was there. They still have not done that much on their O-line to be able to do
that. I thought
they
addressed their O-line in free agency, no?
But they haven't. But they still, they had so many holes. They still have weaknesses.
Oh, for sure.
The Bears fans talking about it. So if the 49ers are clicking, with our pass rush, it should be by then.
That's the only thing I
Caleb
wish I
Caleb ain't going to have no time to get to his wide receivers.
And that, to me, Peachy, is what makes Caleb Williams special. That's what makes him Patrick Mahomes-esque, mm-hmm. is when he's his ability to extend the play. And so how will the 49ers play against a quarterback that likes to extend the play? You know what I'm saying? Will he be beat up by then? Or will he be successful in extending plays? Because he does like to hold the ball too long. He does turn the ball over.
Yep.
And it's because of that ability. So I'm curious to see. I'm with you. This is a win. We don't have to freaking we're not going back and forth about this. Like, we both got us winning. I'm just saying, they got some dogs.
They do.
Though, that this is not a game that the Niners should tread and take lightly, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, I doubt it pretty seriously.
Like, don't play with the food.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like this is when the Niners usually play, like, the Atlanta Falcons toward the end of the year, and they get beat. It's one of them games. I'm hoping it don't end up like that, though. Yeah. All right, Rams at home. This is a Thursday night game, so it's a short week. So we play 4 days, Peachy, after the Bears. 4 days. We play in 4 days. We play on Sunday. We play on Thursday. What you got here?
Yeah, dang, we boy. Definitely got screwed on that right there with this extra Thursday night football game.
Hey, whatever. We want to see more Niners. They're giving us more Niners on TV, so can't complain. We want to see more.
I didn't even know that you could get 2 Thursday night games.
We had 2 Thursday night games last year.
Oh, that's right. We did. That's right. I remember. Dang. You know what? Screw it. I'm still going to go with a win.
Okay. So you got us. Do you have a sweep in the Rams this year?
Yes.
Okay, so I have us losing to the Rams in this game.
Now, it's a strong possibility because of the short, you know, with the short turnaround. I mean,
it's a short week. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel like the Rams aren't going to be good, and because they lost Aaron Donald, and I just want to remind people, like, Aaron Donald wasn't even like the talk of the team much last year. Like, it's probably why he retired. Like, he wasn't as dominant even last season, and they put up fights. And so without Aaron Donald, they drafted some dogs, and I've covered a lot of the dogs that they drafted. I mean, they got the kid Jared Verse from Florida State on the edge. They got Braden Fisk from Florida State to be in the edge. None of them are Aaron Donald. My point is, they're going to have some high motor guys that are young, fresh, and going to try to attack the San Francisco 49ers offensive line, which I think people still aren't confident in, right? So it could be a different game. It's weird, right? I have us losing at home, but I have us winning there. Crazy. But I think, like you said, the attrition kicks in 4 days later. The Niners are going to end up, you know, losing that. And it sucks because you want Kyle Shanahan to sweep the Rams, but he didn't sweep them last year. Remember that we lost the last game of the season.
Does it change your opinion if Stafford doesn't play and Jimmy Garoppolo is quarterback?
Absolutely. What? Please, Stafford, don't play in this game. Please. I'll give you $5 if you don't play in this game. Give me Jimmy, please. Please give me Jimmy. But seriously, yeah, that's kind of where I stand on that. It sucks, mm-hmm. though, because I don't ever want to lose to Sean McVay. Y'all know I hate that more than anything. Because I feel like Sean McVay is the new Pete Carroll to NFC West, right? He's the one you hate. Like, you can't stand. Excuse me, I don't like to use the word hate. He's the one you can't stand. But, yeah, I got us losing that game. Then, Peachy, we get on the airplane. And remember I told you I said we were going to play this team around the Christmas holidays. So, no, the Niners aren't playing on any national holidays this year. But last time I checked, December 22nd is 3 days before Christmas. This is a 4 o'clock game. This is a late game on the East Coast. What do you think the Niners are going to do in this game? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last time the Niners played the Bills, Peachy is thinking retro gamer, was before we drafted Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. That's why we drafted Trey Lance. Kyle got bamboozled by the big, and that's funny because Trey is kind of like the size of what Josh Allen is, right? He just mm-hmm. doesn't have the speed.
Right.
What you got against that Dolphins game?
God, all that darn traveling.
That's right. Well, and Peachy, that's when we go from West to East Coast. Yep.
Yes.
But we have time. We'll have plenty of time, Peachy. Remember, we play on Thursday night. We're going to have 10 days.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't worry about the flight.
I have that one as a win. I think that we're gonna beat Miami. I still stand on that.
I stand with you.
Yeah.
I stand with you on that one. I stand with you on that one, PG. That's a dub. That's a dub. Yeah. Why is it a dub? Because Kyle not losing to Mike McDaniel. That's why. Super simple. Yeah. Hey, Peachy, guess what? Fun fact. This is the game Brock Purdy became famous.
That's right.
So they were in California, and Jimmy Garoppolo got injured by Jalen Phillips, if I'm not mistaken. And Brock came in and said, no problem, man. I'll just keep it going.
That's
and we
right.
got the W. I think we do that again. I don't give a fuck how many weapons they got. The Niners match up well to me against the Dolphins because the Dolphins are the 49ers South.
Yeah. That's true.
And they don't have a Debo, too, by the way. Nope. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Week 17, Monday Night Football. Oh, we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the Lions.
Yep.
For the number one seed.
That's lost.
You do?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
Damn, I thought it was just me. We only losing one game to the NFC North, man. Y'all can kiss my trash. We only losing to this. Peachy got us losing two games. Peachy got us going 2-2.
I do.
Right? Because we play. You got us beating the Vikings, right?
Oh yeah.
You got us beating the Vikings. You got us losing to the Packers. Who am I missing, Peachy?
The Bears.
You got us beating the Bears, and you got us losing 2-2. So I got us going 3-1. Sorry, guys. I think the Lions show up. I think they show up. But you know what? It's going to be one of them games that's going to come down to them kicking a game-winning field goal.
This right here is going to be the version of a black and blue game.
Damn.
It's going to be a battle. Like,
no pun intended, because that's their colors, sort of, kind of.
A huge, huge battle. Definitely going to be bruised and beat up after this game right here. Because, like, we have dogs everywhere, so do they.
They got lions. We got dogs.
Right. Yep. So, yeah, exactly. You tear it down. Scary. It's gonna be one nose.
But I ain't scared, Tanya. I ain't no fear of me. I mean, I just think Dan Campbell. It's something about the way his players play for him, yo. Mm-hmm. I think I need Kyle to be a little bit more asshole-ish. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe the players would be a little different, but. Dan Campbell got a team full of blue chip players and studs.
Teradon brought up a good point. They're going to be fired up after that NFC championship game. You still have, a bunch of, Detroit fans, you hear it all the time, where they talk about, that they should have won that game, that they let that game go and whatever, and they can't wait until they face us again, because just revenge, like, it's going to be about that. Like, that's why I have that as a loss. I feel like that Detroit is just going to, man, Dan Campbell's going to have them dudes, like, using our players like diagrams as target practice.
Bro, this hold up, Terradome. That episode of 50 of Hard Knocks had me wanting to play for Dan Campbell.
That's crazy. He's just, I'm telling you.
Know what I'm saying? Like, he is a player's coach. So is Kyle Shanahan. He's just a different method.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just a different method. Kyle seems a little bit different. You know what I mean? Like, different method. What's going on, baby? The 49ers, 2024. What's up, Wayne? Hope all is well. All is beautiful, my brother. All is beautiful. We got one more game. We both had this as a loss. We finished the season against the Cardinals. You had us losing to the Cardinals earlier.
Mm.
I'm just curious to know, do we split? Do you split? Like, because I got a sweep in the Cardinals, so this is a win for me. I don't see
Yeah, I have this last game as a win.
On the road.
Whatever, we're doing whatever. I have us winning the last game. So my record is 13-4.
So who are your four losses?
Seattle, the Chiefs, Green Bay, and Detroit.
All right. I got us 13-4 as well. My four losses are the Chiefs, the Bills, the Rams, and the Lions. And the Lions, all right? I have us losing toward more toward the end of the schedule. So I see my nephew got us at 12-5.
Which is my floor. My floor is 12-5, just like
year. My floor is 11-6. But that's good. 12-5 is good.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Both. Yeah, 12-5 is good. I think we win minimum 11 games the way that this schedule is mapped out. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, good job. Quick question. Mm-hmm. Which of these games are we going to wear the throwback home jerseys and the throwback away jerseys? We wear them once a season. Once for away and a home, right? We only wear them once,
and
right?
And then, are we going to have a third?
Or is it four times? I can't remember.
I can't remember how many it is, but aren't we going to have like a third helmet? Aren't they putting together like a new?
I don't know if that was. Yeah, that's the league thing. But I don't know if the 49ers design team is.
Oh,
doing
got
that.
You.
You know what I mean?
OK, got you. Right.
So 49ers. OK,
I would say that.
I thought it was going to be the Cowboys game last year and it wasn't. I was pissed.
Hell, it week might be one? Week one.
Week one? Week one?
Aaron Rodgers? That's possible.
Week one?
It could
I could dig it. I could dig it. I feel like maybe, you know what I miss? Remember the year that we had the black jerseys and on a Thursday night game, it would be the alternate jersey and it would be like we would wear the black jerseys. I remember playing the Rams. So the Color Rush, it was called Color Rush.
Oh, with the gold trophy. Everybody was like making fun of the gold helmets because they look like peewee football helmets.
Yeah. People still care. But remember
but
when we did the
black jerseys were sick though.
Right, but it was the Color black Rush game. So the Rams wore like all yellow on Thursday night and we wore all black. I wonder if they bring that back. That was so fire.
That was awesome. I just hope they get another helmet. But the black jerseys were amazing. Carlos Hyde actually went ham in that game.
Yo, I still got that Carlos Hyde jersey.
Like 200 and something yards or something in that game?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, he balled out in that game.
Yes. So I'm thinking that Thursday night game against the Rams is one. That's in December. And maybe week one at home. Well, no. It's only one home game, right?
Yeah.
So we need a home game and a road game. Mm-hmm. It's got to be prime time. So it's got to be a prime time. So where's our prime time road game? The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It could be Buffalo. It could definitely be Buffalo.
The Buffalo Bills. The Niners show up in the all white with the red trim.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I think the Buffalo Bills week 13 will be a game. And maybe, like you said, the home game will be week one.
I can see them doing that because they're literally like anybody who watches TV and hears the media, they are hyping that game so hard for the return of Aaron Rodgers. Could be Aaron Rodgers' farewell. You know, it could be like his last year and all this stuff. So they're doing all this stuff. Rodgers going to, you know, play. You know, back in at Levi's, you know, where, you know, they feel like that he shouldn't be playing all alone, all this other stuff, you know, when he's still going to get beat, but whatever. But that's what they, you know, and then you have, you know, all the ex-49er coordinators, you know, have all this, like, there's so many storylines in this game. There's also, you know, all of the ex-49er players that are on this team, like on this Jets team currently right now. And there's all these things going on, but all the hype, like I was telling you the other day, Breezy, like all they're doing is just like talking about the return of Aaron Rodgers and that, Aaron this and Aaron that. So
let him talk about Aaron Rodgers, please. Let him talk. Aaron Rodgers, you can have all the talk you want, sir.
That, you know, the 49ers, I feel like that the Niners are going to make a huge statement in this game. I don't even think this Jets game is going to be close. Vegas doesn't either. By what they're saying, like, they just, no. I think that the 49ers are going to come out on fire, and I think we're going to make, like, a massive statement to start this season off. The Jets coming way across country, and, you know, the 49ers just wanting to make the statement to continue whooping Aaron Rodgers' ass like we've been doing for a long time now.
That's what I like to hear.
So, I do think that the throwbacks could definitely, it could definitely happen week one.
That's what I like to hear. Before we dip out of here, my brother Manly, I got this hat off of 49ers.com, I think. 49ers.com, or the shop store, NFL shop, 49ers, and just type in hats and just go through all of them. This hat came out maybe last year. It might still be there, so check it out, man. Appreciate you, though. Guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the special new time of the Wayne Breezy Show, which may be the original time of the Wayne Breezy Show, because I think I'm going to be going back to work this upcoming year, at least some, for a few days or whatever. I want to get back into the school. I kind of miss the kids, and I miss creating with them, like, and bouncing off ideas. So, yeah, I'll be at some games, but not as many games as I was before. Hopefully, I'll be able to get to do a couple with the Rush Road Trip this year. But I'm definitely trying to get to that Miami game, even though they did smack it on Christmas holiday. Like, that's fucked up. That's kind of messed up. But I knew that was going to happen. Peachy, you are always dope. Thank you so much for rocking with your boy. I appreciate you. You know I love you. Guys, we're going to get up out of here. Hopefully, I'll be back on Friday. I'm trying to bring on a special guest. But see, Friday's got to be during the day because Fridays I work at night. So ain't no nighttime show. It's got to be on the nights I ain't working. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. But Friday, I'm looking to bring on another special guest. So I'm going to try to set that up with her and see if she'll be able to come on. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but you might already know about her. But anyway, we'll bring that up a whole nother time. Peachy, thank you so much again. Guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew. You guys are the real ones. I wanted to give y'all... Yeah, the boom shakalaka. Love y'all. Peace out, man. Till the next time. 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy B tipping nonstop. Sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop. We be banging through your speakers. Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers. You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the phone.